Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome back.
Welcome back
to Untouched. It's Elle
and Rev, and we're so happy you're here. We saw someone that listens to Untouched on our way home from class today. So if you are him, hey.
Yeah, said like, oh my god, a huge fan of your guys' podcast, and like was so mysterious, didn't even stop to talk to us.
No, he like said, blew by, but like was like on a mission somewhere.
Yeah, fan of your podcast, and then was off to the next mission. Love you though. Thanks
for saying hi. Hey. But shout out.
Also, guys, if you see us out, one, we're the biggest fucking freaks. Like, if you tell us you like our podcast, my smile is probably the biggest it will ever
literally.
Be. Two, don't be scared to say hi because it honestly
makes
our
day.
No,
it's so fun.
Okay, we have some fucking weekend updates. Boy, yeah. Did we have a weekend.
We haven't had updates, I feel like, in a while. So this is kind of like
groundbreaking craziness. News. There was a reappearance, guys. Let's just start at the beginning, right? So,
okay, wait. So, wait, a little preface. It's like we don't really drink anymore, you guys. So
we
were
say
like
that every episode.
Okay, but we literally don't. Like, yeah. I didn't drink for like a month.
Yeah.
And like neither has Elle.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we were like in the mood. We're like, let's go. It's not like we don't drink. We're like not a lot. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah. We don't really feel like it. But we're like, oh, we feel like going out this weekend. Like we want to get dressed up. Girls night. Like, let's go out. Whatever. So we were kind of in the mood. But mm-hmm. I feel like that kind of adds. Because like when you haven't drank in a while, you kind of forget what you like are like.
Yeah. So we are really in the mood. Like, new outfits.
Yeah.
We were ready to go. Feeling ourselves. Having so much fun. And we were originally going to go out with some of our friends. I was going to say close friends, but with some of our friends. But plans changed because I call this person and like, hey, what's up? Like, can't wait for tonight. And they're like, oh, you do know Mystery Man's going to be there, right? And I'm like, bitch, what? I thought we canceled that man.
Yeah.
Like, his funeral was way back when. So that was not going to be the vibe. It's just... Which sucks because we were excited,
mm-hmm.
but you know, not going to do that. Let's just have girls night. We can go to like just a dive place. It'll be super fun. So we end up doing that, having fun, few drinks in, and boy, am I smart, guys. I have the genius idea. And it's definitely like a mix of like liquid courage. And then also I've, feel like a lot of the times I not a lot of the times it's happened to me a couple of times where I'm the victim in a situation and somehow I'm the one who has to run from people, like I mm-hmm. have to avoid places and it doesn't seem fair.
Yeah,
so it's almost like a okay, fuck that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll you were go. Feeling like I want to go because like why shouldn't I?
Yeah, like why am I the person that has to skip out on fun because this person treated me shitty?
Yeah,
this person being Mystery Man. So we go to the place you're originally gonna go. We know Mystery Man is gonna be there, like game plan in the car. We're not fucking talking to him. We're just gonna enjoy our night. If it gets weird, we can just leave, you know?
Yeah. What's, and we were gonna go for a while anyways because we were kind of like done, but we were like gonna prove a point that like, we could go.
Yeah, like what's the
we were
biggest,
gonna go for literally like 20 minutes here, so it was not like a huge thing.
Like what's the harm in it, you know? So the mindset is, you know, what's the harm? I mean, the worst that can happen, you know? Well, maybe the fucking worst happened, okay? So we go to this place. There's a long line out front, right? But our friend had a table. So this wasn't like an act of entitlement, you know?
No.
We always act this way when we go to this place.
It's not entitlement because we always do it.
So
like if you have a table or you're going to a table,
I'm not standing in the GA line.
Yeah, because that's like for people that are going in that are just going in to drink.
Yeah.
Like go to the bar.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Yeah. So this is how we've always done it, you know, like
because we've never been to this place just to go in.
Yeah. We so always we are with someone who has a table. So we cut the line, like grow through the line and like go under the little fucking blocker things and we're face to face with the bouncer, right? I look to my fucking right and Mystery Man is standing there with two bitches and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like this situation could not
I did
be.
Not see him, you guys, like was in my own head. The bouncer was so scary though.
He was
so
terrifying.
I was not.
So I see Mystery Man, and then I look to the bouncer and I'm like, hey, we have a table for blah, 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 blah. And he lets loose, bro, like not having our shit. He did not like that we cut the line. He literally, in my mind.
But that's how you, like, it sounds like we were being like bitches, but like that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Like if you have a table, like you don't wait in the line because like you pay, well, we didn't pay, but like someone paid a lot of money for the table. So it's like, you don't have to wait behind people that are going to buy like a $10 drink. No offense, but like, cause like,
yeah, you know,
they prioritize people that are spending a lot of money.
If I was,
and by association, the people that are there.
Yeah. If I was just going, I would never cut the line, you know, but, and in my mind, that's just always how it works at every place. So
that's
what
we do everywhere.
Yeah. It was confusing to get yelled at for that.
I honestly think that it was cause we were only girls.
Makes
if sense. There was a guy, like, no way.
Yeah, because they think like, oh, you betcha, you know what I mean, like, you're not gonna fucking come in here, like, who do you think you are, kind of thing. Because definitely if we walked in with the person who had the table, that would have never happened. But what's the difference?
Okay,
you know,
wait, don't know what happened yet.
Okay so I walk in or cut the line, whatever. I see Mystery Man right away and I'm like, oh my God, we have to get inside. Like, this is so fucking awkward. And he's just standing off to the side. Like, he wasn't waiting in line or anything because he was with Table Guy. So in my mind, this bouncer is...
Table Guy was out there?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
He was there with Table Guy.
I think that he was with him. I was like, what?
No, I would have literally let fucking loose on them.
Okay.
So in my mind, this bouncer is literally 7 feet tall.
He was huge.
He has the biggest muscles I've ever seen in my life. Full bodybuilder.
He's like towering over us, screaming in our face. I don't care who the fuck you're here with. Get the fuck out of here. Like, get out. Like, screaming. How many fucking times do I have to say this? There's four of you and you can't listen. Get, like, screaming.
Oh my God.
This is
guys.
Why I didn't see Mystery Man, because my eyes were as big as my face. I was like,
I have never felt smaller in my entire life. And keep in mind, like, if I were in the line and fucking four bitches cut me and just walked up to the line or walked up to the bouncers and they were like, let us in, I would be like, who the fuck are these girls?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
that
people
is so
were like making fun of us. They
laughing.
Were like, these girls are like definitely underage. Like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, that's so embarrassing.
And I was trying to spit out, like, we have a table with blah, blah, blah. Like, we're here with blah, blah, blah. Like, where's this guy, which is the bouncer we always talk to? Because I had never seen this bouncer before. That bouncer walks out and he was not having our shit either. He's literally like, I'm way too busy for this. Like, get to the back of the line. This guy is screaming at us right in front of Mystery Man. So, like, not good situation.
No.
I was so fucking embarrassed.
We just run to the car.
We literally had to turn around
and sprint it.
Back under the fucking line, cut back through the line, and we sprinted to the car, guys. And this was the first time I've seen Mystery Man since the whole nudes at the dinner table thing.
It was so
thing.
Embarrassing.
So for that to be the interaction was fucking beyond me. I wanted to literally crawl out of my skin because we don't go out. Mm-mm. So it's like, what's the fucking chances?
And we don't drink. So like, I feel like sometimes when you don't drink, like, you forget like that, like, things are way more embarrassing. And like,
emotions are heightened.
The next morning it's like, oh, whatever. Like, it's not that embarrassing.
Yeah.
But like, when it happens, like, in the moment and you're drunk, you're like, oh my God, that's so fucking embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Worst thing ever. And like, for you, it's like way, obviously way harder because it's like your ex. So you're going to feel like more emotion about it. Like, it's like when you don't drink like that and then you do, like, you think like, no, I'm just feeling this normal because you don't think like, you know what I mean? Like, you haven't felt the difference yet.
Yeah. And there were so many emotions going into it too. It's like, obviously, like, seeing him one, which I wasn't expecting to do right when I got there. And it's just like, what the fuck? Because I haven't talked to him since all of that. And then that happening, which is just embarrassing, but I can handle embarrassment, you know, like, oh, whatever, it's funny, laugh it off. But like, the fact that it was in front of him and I know, oh, it gives him something to fucking talk about. Like, oh, you should have seen Ella's face in the mouth. Oh, yeah. Fuck yourself. So I'm in the car and I'm like, holy fuck, I'm going to crawl out of my skin. Like, that was the worst possible scenario. That was the worst.
Yeah. Literally, it was like there. And it was like the worst situation because like, there was no right answer. Like, it would have been fucking weird if Mystery Man was like, oh, they're with me.
Yeah.
Like,
so
that would have been weird. So like that, like,
and I would have been pissed if he was the one who got us in, you know,
any, like, there was just like no, like, that wasn't a solution. Like, the bouncers were not listening to us. Mm-mm. Like, they weren't even hearing what we were saying. Like, so there was like nothing. Like, we could have like stood there off to the side and like called the guy we were with, but like, honestly, at the end of it, it's like, why the fuck are you hanging out with Mystery Man?
Yeah.
Like, so it was just like, there was no like right answer where you could have been like, if only this happened. Mm-hmm. It was like, there was literally nothing.
It was just, there was no way out of it. So I had a really fucking bad night. Breakdown central, guys. Crying. I sat one outside for like 45 minutes crying on the phone with my mom, and then sat in our fucking lobby crying on the couch for like an hour and a half. And then I texted Mystery Man. So I think my whole thing in my mind, the reason why I was upset is because I didn't have closure in the situation. But I think there's a lot of aspects to it. So we're going to talk about two main aspects, mm-hmm. which is the betrayal from friends and the closure part.
Yeah.
I think it was really, really hard for me. And I was really let down when I found out he would be there in the first place.
Yeah.
Because I consider these people, really good friends.
And you introduced them.
Yeah. That's a big fucking part of the story, guys. We introduced them to Mystery Man, and now they're
like
buddies.
Like, when L was obviously like dating him.
Yeah.
Or talking to him, whatever.
So it's like, now they're buddies, and his time out with them is valued over my time out with them. You know, they know I'm not going to be... have a great night in the same room as him.
Yeah.
So it just feels like there's betrayal from that. And why have I always, I've considered them like some of my closest friends in Chicago. So that really fucking sucks.
And we've known them for like years.
Yeah. We've known them for a while.
And as soon as they met Mystery Man, it's like, they both are like the people that like want to go out. So it feels mm-hmm. like, oh, you would like value more like going out with people and like maybe like splitting a table.
Yeah.
Over like, one of like someone like you would value like a really close friend's feelings.
And I think too, it's like, where are your guys's morals if you're willing to hang out with someone who did that to me? You know, like, you can sit there and call, oh, that was so juvenile of him, but that really fucked me up, you know. And you're not considering that when you spend time with him and leave me out, you know. Like, I feel left out of a friend group that I really value. So we considered them really close friends, but what fucking makes a close friend? Because clearly we don't know. Because that doesn't make a close friend. That's like a fun weekend friend.
Wait, another point though, like, before we get into friends, that I think like maybe would help. Well, when, okay, then morning after Elle had her breakdown,
she did not want to talk
to me. Mm-hmm. Like, when she was having her breakdown, I was just like, girl, just get off the street. Like, you don't have to talk to me, but mm-hmm. let's not sit on the street. So I just made her come inside. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, you can like deal with like however you want to deal.
Yeah.
Because I get scared of things. But also, you're like 5'2 and like tiny. And if someone came for you, I would like literally never forget myself.
Oh my God, if someone came for me, I would have literally had a fucking field day.
Okay, anyways. Okay, so I just made her come inside and was like, okay, like, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to like whatever. But then the next morning I called her mom because I had to like leave pretty early. So I like hadn't had time to talk to Elle yet. And I was just like, I want to make sure like she's okay, whatever. Cause I knew she was talking to her mom the whole night. And me and her mom were like talking a little bit, and we were kind of talking about it, whatever. And I like brought this up to her, but then I forgot to bring it up to you. Mm-hmm. When you were like talking to Mystery Man, like, you literally like floated on air. Like, he like worshiped the ground you walked on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think as soon as you broke up with him, like when you actually ended it like the last time, mm-hmm. and was like,
after the nudes?
No, before the nudes.
Okay, yeah.
But like, it was over kind mm-hmm. of. I think like it was probably the third time you had ended it, maybe. Like, because you guys kind of kept hanging out. Mm-hmm. Is when he like kind of flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And like since then, like, it's like you're like dog shit, no offense, but like, you know what I mean? Like, so mm-hmm. I think it's like such a drastic pull where it was like you literally like, and maybe that was an act of him, maybe like he does that to everyone, mm-hmm. and like he just like likes like girls to feel like whatever, but like mm-hmm. he would send like cake here every day and like flowers every day and like everything. Like, he was like very much like a gentleman and would like do all these different things for her, like, and he was like very sweet. So I think like the contrast of like, obviously he wasn't going to say to the bouncer like, oh, I'll let him in there with me, like, it would have been fucking awkward,
mm-hmm.
but like, on top of like everything, it was like, oh fuck, like, he's literally like doesn't care
about me.
Yeah.
He
and it was
does
like,
not care.
It went from so drastic to like, he cared so much. And like, I think the nudes thing was obviously like what the fuck, but it's like, not that it's excusable, like boys will be boys, but it's like, I don't think you've seen the same, like, obviously it's not excusable, but like, I don't think you've seen the same light, like, oh, he doesn't care about me. Like, that's more of like a insecure thing of him. You know what I mean? It's like, he's just a loser. Like, he was like hurt. But like, when we're obviously in like in a vulnerable, like we were so vulnerable and he didn't do anything. It was like, oh, like, you know what I mean? It's like, now it's like, oh, I see, like, you don't care.
And a huge part of it too is, when we say this man worshipped, it was like,
no, you guys, literally at least once a week there was cake, at least once a week there was flowers, like he would bring toys for the dog, like it was like whatever Elle wanted to do, like go to this restaurant, he would find a way to get a reservation, like if she wanted to do this, it was like, let's do this, like found a way to come to Cabo, like it was like literally like her beck and call, it was like literally like anything she wanted. It was like,
and I think a big part of me took advantage of that too. So it's also, aside from him just hurting me, it's like an ego hurt too.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
damn, you did that to me. I confronted you and you didn't beg for me to forgive you, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, I'm done. And then like,
the time after that we saw him, he like was catcalling us. Yeah. Like it was like 3 times in a row where I was like, oh my, you're like not a good person to me anymore. Like, not that he's like, I don't want to say like he's a horrible person, I'm not gonna like put labels on him, but like he was like not a good person to you.
Yeah, he, and it's shocking,
and that was like the most shocking, I think.
And it's hard to wrap your brain around because it's like, oh my god, who did I like then, you know? Yeah. And as much as I think there were various levels of like him liking me liking him, but like bottom line, I cared about him and I trusted him, and like a lot of times over and over again I feel like my trust is like, okay, you know what I mean, like I shouldn't, there should be no trust in him. But yeah, facts.
Yeah, I just want to say it before we get into friendship because it's like different topic.
Okay, so friendships, we obviously considered them really good friends, but I don't think we went, I mean, I think I said that more than Rivs. I think that I was closer with them, like,
yeah,
but I don't think I really consider, when I say like, oh, you're my friend, like what goes into being a friend, and are these people meeting those standards?
Part of that, like you being closer to them and stuff, is I think as I've gotten older, maybe I've realized this, like what we're going to talk about, without like realizing I realized it, but like it's like so hard, like we have this with another situation in our life. I think like, not that they've ever done anything wrong, but like I feel like they were good friends to me too, and like I did think they were good friends, but like I think I have like a very like strong, like almost like a shelving unit of like what I think a good friend, or like who I like value genuinely as a friendship. And it's not that I didn't value them, but it was just like
they're not top tier.
They're not giving me anything more than like we're going out,
yeah,
you know what I mean? They don't call to check in on me, like, and I don't call to check in on them, like we don't feel that need, like, you know what I mean? So I think I maybe probably definitely because I like got bullied and like that stuff happened to me, and like I saw friendships like through that, like,
yeah,
just like in a different lens, like through high school, and like who actually checked in on me when like obviously like a lot of shit was happening. Like I think I like am now very careful with who I like allow to like hold that space within me, like on the friendship level. So like when I, and it's not even something I do consciously, it's just like obviously you don't check,
it's like being
like
emotionally
that
unavailable, kind of thing.
It's just like I'm not gonna like waste my time. It's not even wasting time, it's just like obviously we have different roles, and like I'm okay with that. But I think like definitely you like would talk to them more and stuff.
We've realized that with a lot of friends though, because I said earlier, like, or you said, they're clearly, you know, going out friends. And we've had to realize that a lot of the time is like, we had another friend group and we considered them really good friends. And then we realized, okay, you know what? No, they're not really good friends because we don't do anything with them except for go out and get drunk. And that's fun. And that's fine. And they can be friends for that. But they're not going to take the place of some of my best friends. And I'm not going to put the energy in, like best friend energy, into that relationship. Because what's the point if I'm not getting that in return? So I think we've had to realize that a lot. And I would say, one, don't give best friend energy to everyone, because then you won't have any best friends. Everyone will be your best friend, but you won't really have anyone super close.
Yeah, exactly.
So like I would never give And it's hard because a lot of the times I'm like, oh, damn, we don't really have any friends. But do I want any more friends?
No. And I think that what's really hard, too. I know a lot of our listeners are in high school or like early college, high school. But specifically the girls and guys that are in high school, friendships are so hard. And I can't even emphasize it enough. Like, genuinely, like, you will probably walk out of high school with probably two people, maybe like three, like whatever, like 1 to 5 people, I would say, that you are still going to talk to. And it's probably going to surprise you who those people are. But like, deep down, you know it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, in high school, it's so fucking hard, honestly, because like, in most cases, like, you're there, what, like, let's say like 9 to 2, 9 to 3 every single day, and like, you're forced to eat there, like, you're not allowed to leave, like, you literally have to have an excuse to leave the building. Like, it's like, and jail. I get it, it's like safety precautions for minors and shit, but like, genuinely, like, I remember like one of like the hardest parts, like when I was like getting bullied and stuff, like one of the worst things for me was like what I'm gonna do for lunch, because it was like that is such a social thing. And it was like, I can go to my classes and like, I'm like smart. So it's like, that wasn't a challenge for me. So it's like, I can go to classes. Like, I have all my homework done. Like, I am like able to do this, like whatever. And like, I enjoyed my classes. So it was like, I literally, most of my classes, I wouldn't talk to anyone. And cause at this point it was just like scarier for me to try to be friends with anyone. Like, I probably made it worse for myself in a way, but it was just like, what's it called? Like, trying to protect myself.
Defense.
Yeah. So it's like, I wouldn't even try to be friends with people that I knew didn't know the situation, because I would just like hurt, you know? So I would just like not really talk to anyone in my classes. But then when it came time for lunch, I was literally petrified every day, because it was like, I don't want to go sit in the lunchroom alone. That's so awkward. I have no, really, not really any friends. If like my one friend I would eat wasn't there, I would eat in my car. And he was never there, because it was like, like, whatever. Like, so it was like literally so hard. So in those situations, like, I feel like it's a lot easier for people to, like, in high school, like, be friends with people that they know aren't good friends. Cause like, it's easier than like what I
being
do.
Alone.
Like, like, where the fuck am I gonna eat lunch? And like, I literally would eat in my car.
No, yeah, I totally agree. And it's actually kind of crazy now that you bring that up, why schools don't consider that.
I know, I would always think that, because it's literally so hard. Like, I would genuinely like rack my brain for excuses, like why I could go to lunch late, or like, if I could go see a teacher, like, literally, like, and like, do like fucking like extra work to like have somewhere to go.
Because you can go to school in a situation like that and like go to school just to do school, you know, fly under the radar. But when it comes to lunch, that's not really school anymore. You know, that's your time to like talk with your friends, whatever. But if you don't have anyone, no one wants to be the person sitting alone.
And
you know?
Like, I had like some of my like childhood best friends, like my best friend Haley, like, I know I could have eaten with her, but like, we had three different lunches.
Yeah.
And we had three different schools. So it was like, if she had C lunch in one of the schools and I have like A lunch and I like have all my classes in the other school, like, I'm not gonna like walk half a mile. And like, I literally couldn't, like, we don't have the same lunch period. So it's like, it literally was so limiting. And like, I would be terrified, literally terrified.
But I think lunch. A lot of the times it does feel so much easier, especially in high school. And when you feel like you kind of have to be social, to have, you know, like, you would rather have fake friends than no one. It's like, at least I have someone to hold on to and someone to kind of like, you know, protect
and
me,
honestly,
talk
like,
to me.
Sometimes I would eat with like one of my other friends or something, and eat with like their group of friends, and like, I knew those people like talked about me like behind my back and like were like mean to me, but like, I would have rather like sat there, and I didn't say anything, you guys, because I was so shy. And like, I'm honestly, the longer I'm out of high school, the more I realize I'm not that shy, but I was just like so petrified of like everything, that I would sit there in silence, like, just because it, at least it looked like I was eating with someone.
It's just an image thing. And I think a lot of friendships are that. It's all about the image of, oh, I want to come off as this social butterfly, whatever. But think about how much you're putting yourself through to maintain that image. You know, you're putting your energy into so many relationships that would be nothing if you did not put your energy into them. Like, I'm sure you can think about literally four friends off the top of your head where it's like, if I didn't text them, I would never hear from them. I would literally never hear from them. And I honestly encourage you, stop texting a couple of your fucking friends and see what happens. See if
and
they check in on you.
Actually take a good look at like what am I like, why do I want this friendship? Like, do I want the friendship because it adds something to my life? Or like, do I think I'm cool for being friends with this person? Or like, what is the reason of like why you're cherishing this friendship? Like, is it a genuinely good friendship? Or like, is it good for your image? Or like whatever like the situation is. Because I feel like especially when you're young, like as really you get older, sometimes it's like, or even if you are doing it for image, it's less like emotionally tolling. But I think when you're younger, like you really invest in those friendships that sometimes are literally not friendships.
But going back to like the energy you put into them, if I treated everyone the way I did Riv, I wouldn't have Riv.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't put as much energy into our friendship. And then, so you have to take that into account too. You know, you can't treat everyone the same. Not all of your friends are equal. And you know how it's always like, oh, I have three best friends. No, you don't.
No.
It's not possible to have three best friends. You just have three friends then, you know? You don't have three best friends because they're all getting equal energy, you know? What qualities do you look for in friends?
Okay, well, I'm going to just use you as an example because you're like definitely the best friend I've ever had. I mean, I've had like other friends, you know what I mean? But like we just like connect on a different level. And I think the biggest thing I could say is that like you're just loyal. Like I know like no matter what, like I would come first and like you the same for you, obviously. Like no matter what, like that it's just like I never have to like sit there and worry like is she talking about me behind my back in like the same way. Like I literally never talk about Elle behind my or her behind her back. Like I don't even have anything to say. Like, like literally what would I say? Because like, I don't even like, even if like, it's not that we're like perfect all the time too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like we're like, not that we really don't get that mad at each other, but like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but like, I don't ever see that like your flaws as like a flaw. Like, which I feel like in friendships when they're not real, genuine friendships, it's like, you see that as like a way to like in your head be like, like, I literally can't even think of anything to say about you, but like, do you know what I mean? Like in other friendships, maybe you would be like, oh my God, they're so annoying how they do this. But like with us, it's like not really like that. So it's like, I feel like just like that loyalty of like, even like not even on like a social level, but like also just like to each other. Like we're not sitting there like in our heads, like bringing each other. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't feel that energy from you to be like,
Maybe this isn't what you're trying to say, but, like you could do something that annoys me, but I see it as like, oh, that's part of you. And I love you for you, you know, and I don't sit there and it doesn't bother me because I understand you. Yeah. I think loyalty is a huge thing too. You know,
I feel like that's like the number one trait, but it like goes into like a lot of different categories where it's just like, I just like know you're like loyal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think effort too. And you don't have to agree on everything either. Like you guys don't need to be the same people.
Yeah.
Obviously you should have common interests and stuff, but you don't need to be the same person as your friend.
Wait. And I feel like another part of loyalty is like, I always know Elle will tell me the truth. And like that, I feel like that's like a part of loyalty that's like different. Honesty, it's like, I just know like you're not going to like, even if it's something as simple as an outfit, like she might just be like, oh, why don't you wear a different shirt or like something like bigger. It's like, whatever, even when it's like sucks.
Always look out for the friends. Like
we were saying this yesterday.
Yeah. If they tell you you look bad or you look good in something, you know, you look bad in, they're not good friends. We literally were saying that yesterday. Yeah, I think loyalty is a huge thing. What else is like a good friend?
I think another thing low key is like, understanding each other and like being okay with that. Like, there's times when I know, like if Elle's trying on a bunch of outfits and like she does not like any of them, I'm just pissed. Know like how to act. Do you know what I mean? Like I'll get out an outfit for her to wear or something, like just like to make you feel like understood, because like I'll do the same thing and I'll get pissed. And if Elle just like left me and like literally was like, we'll figure it out, I would be so much more pissed. And like if like, or even if she just sat there on the bed and was like, then I would be way happier than if she just like went in the other room and was like, well, let me know when you figure it out. I was like, you're such a fucking bitch.
Come out here when you find one.
Like even if she was just sitting there like, why don't you try this shirt, like wait, like I feel like just understanding each other and like what, like do you know what I mean? Like
I think people should go at friendships like they would a romantic relationship. It's the same. It's a relationship with someone. And yeah, the romance isn't there, but you still need to put effort into your friendships. You still need to take time for each other. You should take that time to understand your friend and understand like, okay, this is going to set them off, or like they are acting this way. I think they're upset. How do I handle that? Like, there's a lot of understanding that needs to go with it. And that comes with listening, you know?
Yeah. And honest conversations. Oh my God. We're jinxing it.
Because honestly, I think this podcast is a huge thing, guys. Maybe this is a thing you could do with your friends, is just do like little mock podcasts. You don't ever have to go anywhere, but podcasts are such a good way to have like real conversations with people. And a lot of people don't do that anymore. Like, the conversations are so superficial, because in reality, we could sit here all day and talk about the dumbest shit, which we do a lot of the times. But when we want to talk about real stuff, it's not like, oh, I think this person's going to judge me or any of that.
I think like also like, I don't, it's just like different. Like, I feel like when you just like meet someone, you just know they're a good friend. Like, never ever in a million years, like, would I ever even like jeopardize us over like a guy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna knock on wood, because I don't even want to jinx anything, but like if we went to a party, like say we were both single, mm-hmm. and we like both thought some guy was so hot, mm-hmm. like I would never be like, well, like,
yeah,
if he went up to you and was like, oh my God, you're so sexy. I mean, he would never say that, but you know, you're what I mean, so like sexy. Like whatever, like hit on you, like I would never like be like a bitch about it, or be like, well, like, let's see who he picks, mm-hmm. like that's so weird,
or it's
like,
just petty.
Or like if I told you I liked someone and like you like fucking like were weird about, like, do you know what I mean, like that shit is just like immediate red flags about like they're not a good friend, mm-hmm. or like if you told me something so exciting, I was like,
oh, you know what I actually heard on a TikTok, and I think this could go huge into friendships and relationships also. So little relationship tip: a relationship will never work if you can't get excited about something someone else is excited about. So if I looked out the window and was like, holy fuck, like look how pretty the sky looks, and you came up to me and you did something like you know, and you didn't say like, oh my God, it does look so good, like that's that's a huge part of relationships with people, is like getting excited about things with them. And it's just those little things, and I think you can tell a good friend off of little stuff like that. Like, there's definitely red flags in friendships as well.
I don't even know how to tell you guys what a good friend is. Like, I wish I could just clone L and, like, tell you guys all.
Send them all an L. Send them all a ribbon L. But that's what this podcast is for, guys. Yeah. We're your friends.
No, but, like, I think it's so true, because it's, like, like, obviously, we didn't have, like, the best experiences, like, before. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like it's just, like, when you, like, it's, like, probably, like, how people feel when they, like, are, like been married for like 50 billion years, and they're like, you just know, like it's the same way, like you just know. But like I feel like it is the same way, like when you meet a guy, and even if it's not like the fucking like love of your life, but like, you know, when you meet a guy and you're like, oh, something's just different, like like obviously there's sexual attraction or whatever it is, but I feel like there's
just click.
Yeah, the same thing with a relationship, like it will just click, and it's like, oh, I don't have to worry. Like, you should never worry about telling your friend something.
Yes.
Like, I could tell, like, and okay, wait, this is an example of L being a good friend.
Okay, this is a hype L up episode.
Well, you are, like, such a good friend, honestly.
Thanks.
This was, like, not even about me, but, like, one of her friends from, like, when she was in high school called her and was, like, telling her something super serious that she was, like, super scared about, and, like, it's, like, a really big deal. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it is, like, a huge deal, and, like, she's, like, been able to work through that, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, at the time, it was, like, a really big deal. And then a couple days later, one of her other friends and called and was, like, oh, my God, did you hear this?
Mm-hmm.
And Elle literally, like, lied and was, like, no, I haven't. I think that's, like, a lie.
Yeah.
And, like, that, like, so many people would be, like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, guess what? Like, she told me.
Yeah.
And, like, you literally, like, Elle literally acted like she didn't even know. And, like, I was, like, oh, my God, like, that's such a good friend. You know what I mean? Like, you totally could have been, like,
mm-hmm.
And it probably would have never even gotten back to her. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you said that.
Like, I could have said it. And it wasn't like I didn't say it to protect myself. You know?
Like
I was
just
scared.
Did it to protect your feelings, because, like, you wouldn't want someone saying that about you.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, I don't know. Your friends are just, like, good friends when, like, they don't have to be.
Well, you're a really good friend, too.
Thanks.
We just kind of bounce off of each other. And it's about finding someone who matches your energy. And, guys, I can't even say this enough. It takes so long to find that, you know. It's not just like, not everyone is going to be like that, and you can't expect that from everyone. And I think that's what we're trying to get across, is you can't expect that from everyone.
I think another thing, this is like so weird because we're just like talking about our life, but like we've been through so many phases together, mm-hmm. and like I think that we're like willing to go through those phases together. like we had phases where we literally lived in the club and we were like, that was like what we thought was cool. And then like we both kind of like matured a little and like,
yeah,
it's not like one of us was like, well, maybe like we should think about this. Like if one of us thinks something else, like we'll have a conversation about it. And like, or like, well, but like, do you know what I mean? It's like, we're willing to grow together. Friends.
Yeah.
I think is like important.
But also it's important to understand if one friend isn't growing at the same pace as you.
Yeah.
You know, you can't expect everyone to be on your fucking pace all the time because it's not you, you know?
Yeah.
If you're looking for yourself and a friend, don't have any fucking friends.
Yeah.
And also if you're looking for a perfect friend, you're never gonna find one. You know, you're not gonna find a friend, a good friend, if you pick out the flaws and everyone is like, whatever, and move on. So friends. I think just be patient, you know, you'll find someone that's on your wavelength. And I wish there was a fucking recipe book on how to find good friends. We were lucky enough.
I think like one thing, like, yeah, we were just like so lucky. Mm-hmm. One thing that maybe you could try is like, if you are looking for friends in like different areas of your life, like maybe if you have like a huge interest in cooking, like take a cooking class.
Yeah.
And then like maybe there's someone in the class, like you could be like, oh, like, and try to like branch a friendship out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're, not that you couldn't meet great friends going out, but I feel like a lot of times like what you're drunk and then you're like, oh yeah, I'll call you tomorrow, and then you never talk to them again.
Or let's get dinner.
Yeah. Like, so like maybe like step out of your comfort zone and then like reach out to someone when you're like at the cooking class, or like if you do something like this, like, you know what I mean? Like, and then build like maybe a more stable like friendship. And then something else we have to talk about is that like friendships, like I heard this like analogy once.
Okay.
And it was like friendship, like think of like all your friends, they make up like a pie.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of your different friends are like a little different, like it all has one pie, but they're all different flavors.
Yeah.
And they all like represent different things. Like you have friends that like when you're going out, you're going to call, and you have friends that like maybe work friends, or maybe like couple friends, like maybe like if you're in a couple, like other couples that you guys like hang out with, or like whatever they are. And then maybe you have like your best friend, and then like maybe you have like people that live in your building, or like whatever it is. And like all your different friends like fit, and you need to stop expecting like I can't expect everyone to treat me like Elle treats me.
Mm-hmm.
And like I wouldn't do that either, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it's just like different, like you can't expect them to be the whole pie.
Yeah, exactly.
When all you do is go out with them.
So I think there's different flavors and different sizes too, you know. A really good friend would take up a big majority of your pie, and that's all about balancing how much energy you put into each relationship. And maybe you don't value the friendship you have with the going out friends as much, which is totally okay. Like, you're not a bad person for not valuing one friendship more, you know, like,
yeah, of course,
of equal to another one. Like, that's not a bad friend. It's just people make up different parts of our life. And
I think the same thing is like, how do you know you're a good friend? Like, you're not going to be the best friend to every single person. Like, I know I'm not the best friend to every single person. Like, everyone I consider like maybe like a friend, I don't call every day. And like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, there's, but that doesn't, it's not even that I'm not a good friend, but it's like, it's just like not the friendship level that we have.
And yeah,
like,
it's just a different vibe. Yeah. Yeah.
But on the same level, like, you guys need to ask yourself, like, are you a good friend? Like, are you spreading rumors about your friends? Like, or not even, maybe not even spreading rumors. Like, maybe it's like, just like little, like, are you telling people like when they call and ask about something, are you like gossiping, or are you just saying like, oh, I don't really know. Or like, what, you know what I mean? Like, are you being a good friend?
Are you putting that effort into your friendships that you're expecting back? Because you can't expect effort back if you're not putting anything into it.
Yeah.
And are you being loyal? You know, all of that stuff. All the stuff we already talked about. You have to, because you're never going to find a good friend if you're not being a good friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Because no one wants a friend like you. So you also have to consider that. And then I think that goes deeper. Like, maybe you can't be a good friend to anyone else because you're not a good friend to yourself.
Yeah.
So then you have to find friendship within yourself so you can give that love to other people. And without that, there's literally nothing. But don't get discouraged. Everyone has their moments of loneliness. And you'll find a good friend eventually.
Yeah, you know? And I swear, like, once you, like, kind of, like, step out, and I know everyone says, like, when you're not looking, whatever, but, like, once you really, like, start spending time with yourself and, like, knowing what you like to do and, like, knowing those things about you and, like, what you value in a friendship, like, you don't know a good friendship until you know what you value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe you don't really care about them being loyal. Maybe you only care about this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe you wouldn't think we're, the best friends or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you never will know until you, like, figure that out for yourself. Same way thing with a relationship. So like once you do figure those things out, then you'll be able to track people, and like when you see it, like know that that's yeah. what you were like wanting, etc. etc.
Maybe at the same thing and it the same thing that we talk about with manifesting guys, you can write down all the really good qualities you see in a friend, and I think that will help you manifest that, like, okay, I see these in a friend, so I want to be that friend. Yeah. And then with that, you'll attract a friend that matches that energy. So I think there's ways to do it like that. So for our last little tidbit, we're going to touch on closure.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of faced this in two different situations this weekend. This weekend was just emotion fest, guys. Mercury just came out of retrograde or is leaving retrograde. Today. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
It was just getting the final fucking whips out, you know?
No, literally the situation from literally high school, like, came up for me super randomly, and it was honestly like, it's just like one of those like super emotional like things where it's just like, I feel like I'm way better than like I used to be, like, about this situation would like really really like make me upset.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's still, it just like sucks, like, are you guys not gonna move on?
Yeah.
But like it's like fine, it's honestly not that big of a deal. And we were like talking about it because then obviously she had this situation with Mystery Man. I hate that his name's Mystery Man on this.
Fucking like literally what a man, motherfucker.
literally what the fuck,
douchebag is the new name,
literally. But we were like, we went to like a spa yesterday, and we were like just talking about closure, and it's like you will never be able to move on with your life if you don't get closure, but like you're not gonna get closure from them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, like, maybe like they don't even like, maybe they think you're the bad guy, and you have to be like okay with that,
because
whatever story they've spun in their head, like the same way like those people really hurt me, like some of it is probably like a story in my head.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like same way they probably like were hurt by me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's taken me like a really long time to like realize too, like, you know, you're not always like the
good guy,
and you're not always like the good guy, whatever, like, but like I was really hurt, and like that doesn't take away from it.
Yeah.
Like I can still be hurt even if like they got hurt too, and like I'm sorry about that, like, do you know what I mean? But it like mm-hmm. takes a really long time to like realize those things, and like I would have never been able to move on, and like this situation probably would have really really upset me, like
mm-hmm.
if I didn't find closure with like not needing that from them.
Yeah.
Like I'm never gonna get that, and like we're probably never gonna understand each other, and like
mm-hmm.
that's okay. Like I can't hold back my life because of something that happened when I was like 17.
Yeah, like part of closure is understanding that you might never get it.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of moving on from like a situation in your life as well. But this past weekend, I think I realized like, damn, like I didn't get closure from Mystery Man, but douchebag, whatever the fuck we want to call him. Hopefully this is the last time he appears on this goddamn podcast. And my mom told me, I guess she went to therapy, like, to talk about a friendship that she lost, whatever. And she wanted that closure. And her therapist told her, what is closure from someone you know isn't a good person? Like,
and, like, Mystery Man is never going to understand the way that, like, the nudes hurt you.
Yeah.
And, like, the people that hurt me are never going to understand, like, why. It hurt. Like,
mm-hmm.
to me, it's so blatantly, obviously, like, they were not good people to me.
Yeah.
But, like, to them, like, it, like, it's not. So, like, even them saying sorry isn't going to, like, it's not gonna magically like heal you, because like they don't even see it in the same way as you.
And like you said, we're bad guys in their books too, like I'm sure Mystery Man's like, well, that's revenge for fucking
like being
treating me like shit and being a bitch and not valuing me that much, and whatever your situation is, like you're a bad guy in their book too. So you're never gonna get closure from someone
because they're waiting for closure for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're both waiting for closure, and both instances they didn't get closure from us either.
Yeah.
So there's times when it's like, okay, why open that door again? Thank God, guys, I fucking didn't. But you know, like, why open that door again when you're probably not even gonna like what you see on the other side of it? And you could walk out of an attempt at getting closure worse than you fucking walked in.
And
can
we talk about Mystery Man reappearing after the funerals episode? He's literally a zombie.
Not real. Literally not real. And we've been talking about closure a lot. Like the funeral thing is a closure aspect. Like those are little steps you can take to find closure in your own space without having to open that door again.
Yeah, and we talked about like boy funerals, but like now that I'm thinking about it, like you could honestly have funerals for like anything, like anything, a toxic trait you had, like
a job you lost,
yeah, like anything, like a friendship, anything.
Yeah.
Okay, last thing, wait, one more thing before we have this question. I think a major thing that like we kind of weirdly like a year ago randomly had a discussion where like we're not gonna gossip anymore, mm-hmm. and we genuinely like don't,
yeah,
we'll tell facts but we don't gossip.
That's the thing. And I think a lot of people, when they're like, oh, you're reckless on your podcast, I'm talking about things from my perspective and I'm talking about things and how they affected me, but I'm not sitting here spreading anything about anyone else.
Yeah. And like I wouldn't want to, like, yeah. Why would you want to bring, like, it just like doesn't, like, and like thinking about it, like, could you imagine like if you were in a relationship and your boyfriend was like talking mad shit about you?
No, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, you would break up with him and you'd, yeah, be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? So if your best friend or so-called best friend or like all of your friends are talking shit about you, like, it's the same thing. It's like you have to treat your friendship, yeah, like relationships. Like, it's literally not real, but like honestly
not real.
Like, just stop fucking gossiping. Like, that's, yeah, fucking lame.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, if you, this could be our final point.
Okay.
Unless you have something to add.
No.
If you have enough time to talk shit about people and bring other people down, it's because you are in such a low place in your life that you, like, you fucking fix yourself, bro. Yeah, like, there's clearly something that you need to fix, you know?
Okay, wait, I have one more thing to add. Okay, your subconscious mind can't register. Like, what if I said, like, oh my god, she's so ugly?
Yeah.
Your subconscious mind just takes it in, like, I'm like, it all like internalizes, mm-hmm, on yourself. So when you're talking to other people, your subconscious hears it as you talking about yourself.
Yeah.
So basically the whole time, and everything is a projection of like what, mm-hmm, you feel insecure about on yourself. So basically you're sitting there bringing your vibration down and like making yourself think poorly, yeah, of yourself by like a momentarily like feeling good of like talking, mm-hmm, shit about someone. But I guarantee you'll feel even better if you, like, if me and Al, something happened, we'll like talk about it and then we'll be like, well, I hope like they get help or like whatever. Yeah. Like, we don't sit there and like bring them down.
Mm-hmm. And anyways, being mean ages you guys. Yeah. Look at bitter people when they are old. They did not age as well as the people who went through life with a fucking smile on their face. Yeah. Okay. So let's just consider that if we're scared of wrinkles.
Okay, wait. And last thing, if someone shows their true colors, like, believe them.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's not a good friend to you, like, don't sit there and try to change them. Like, yes, there's people that will be good friends. So, like, there's no point. Okay, anyways, let's read the question.
Okay.
Do you have it?
Question time. I do have it. Okay. So we got a question. Hey, LOL. I really wanted to go to a party with my friends, but I wasn't invited. Do you think you could talk about a time you weren't invited / had FOMO and how to ask for an invitation? This is kind of what we went through this weekend, but I will say, I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way. It's like, oh, I wanted to go to a party with my friends, but I wasn't invited. You know, I feel like if I was invited somewhere, bitch, you're invited too. Yeah, you know?
And like if someone said like Riv can't come, like, you wouldn't go.
I would be like, ooh, that's fucking, yeah, weird.
So I would like maybe take a little moment to reevaluate those friendships.
Yeah.
And maybe they are just going out friends. So it's like, they're like, oof, sorry.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of like not okay, but it's like, mm-hmm, you guys aren't on that level. But if it's like your literal best friend and they're like, oof, sorry, I'd, yeah, be like, bro, you're a bitch.
Like, yeah, honestly, like, they're not best friends.
Yeah.
But how to deal with
FOMO
and like not being invited places. Well,
it sucks.
Yeah, honestly, it sucks so bad.
But maybe like just knowing that like they weren't like gonna value you anyways, like
you weren't invited, so why would you want to spend time with people who don't want you there anyways, you know? Yeah. And now you know that and you can have a fucking nice night to yourself or a nice night with people who value your friendship a little bit more. And you're not supposed to be at everything. We were technically not invited to the other night and it ended in a fucking shit show for me. So yeah, don't try to be at everything, you know? Relax. Yeah,
I mean, I would just say like, honestly, like it sucks. It really sucks. And like, it's okay that it sucks. But I think just know like everything's happening for like perfectly, like as it should. Mm-hmm. And like, sometimes we try to figure things out so much, but like, it's not our job to figure it out. And like, you weren't supposed to be there for a reason. Like, maybe you avoided something like,
yeah,
really horrible that was gonna happen or, mm-hmm, whatever. Maybe something better happened to you, like, because you didn't go, like whatever. So I would just like try to think about it in that light. I know it's really hard and it sucks. And then just like what she said, like spend time with people that you know care about
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Honestly, if you have like good, fun parents, yes. a lot of the times I wasn't invited to stuff in high school. And the quality time I spent with my parents is unmatched. Like yeah, that's honestly. Time that you will never regret spending.
And like now when I go home, like literally I'll see like a couple of my friends were like, I yeah. want to spend all of the time with my family. Mm-hmm. And like, I think when you're, because this kind of sounds like a high school experience.
Yeah.
When you're home, you're like, you take for granted that time. And then like yeah. now, like I don't care about seeing really anyone. Mm-hmm. Like that, like I would have been like hurt that I wasn't invited to their party. Like I don't give a fuck. Like all I want to do is hang out with my mom and dad and yeah, like my brothers and I stuff. Agree. So
spend time with people that you kind of like do take for granted, you know, yeah. in those moments, like, okay, I haven't seen my grandma in a while. Like maybe I'll go visit yeah, her. Exactly. And those are moments that you'll never, ever regret spending with that person.
That made me so sad that my granny's dad, seriously, go hang out with your grandmas and your grandpas.
Yeah, guys, like, my fucking, I'm a bitch. Like, literally, when I went to my grandma's house, I would go watch TV the whole time.
Like, my granny would get so mad at me for going on my phone. And, like, yeah. now I wish I didn't. Like, yeah, who did I need exactly. to text? Exactly.
So, go spend important. Quality time with someone who you really care about. Guys, we're recording this on Monday, which means it's Macking Monday. Yeah, if you don't know what Macking Monday is, tune into our Instagram, which yep. will be linked down below.
We rate restaurants.
So. Yeah.
Okay, love you. Follow us on socials. Most important, follow us on Untouched Podcast because we like to clown on there. I feel yeah. like that's what we're most active on. Mm-hmm. And then send us DMs or write into the website, story time, stories, whatever. If you guys have advice for us to share with everyone, if you have stories for us to share,
questions you want answered, don't forget to subscribe, send this podcast to a friend,
yes.
write a written review, tell us what you thought, preferably nice thoughts,
and if you see us out, please say hi. Like literally it's made our week,
guys. No,
every time someone says hi, like
I oh, feel wait. Like
what
I was gonna say, no one has asked us for a picture.
Oh my God,
but
someone did
ask us for a picture.
I think we talked
guys.
About this, didn't we?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
but
we
I'm
did because we
hyped.
Talked about how high we were. Well, I was at least, and he was.
I'm still so excited. Okay, I love you guys so much. Be a good friend and reevaluate your friendships.
Spread love to get love. Peace out, bitches.